Hey, welcome to today's show. We've got a bit of an action-packed show today. We've got some great guests in today. We have Ange Kai from the Music Theatre Guild of Victoria, and she's the president. Now,
the Presidente. The Presidente. Ange, that's so great that you're here.
Sounds very fancy when you say it like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
President of the Music Theatre Guild of Victoria. Da-da-da-da.
And as we sit here and talk about that, I just said to Ange, do you know, I have been involved in theatre for a long time, as obviously people know. I've never ever met anyone from the Guild before, so I take off my hat and I have to bow down to Ange and say that I am so interested to hear about how all this works, because every time you talk to theatre people, they go, oh, you know the Guild, and I go, yeah, I know, but you know, who are they? What do they do? So that's why we wanted you to come in, because we have such a large following of people, especially in the theatre world. We know how important the Guild is, so that's why we had to have you in today.
And so, also, there is a preconceived idea of the Guild. It's a dun dun dun.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people in dark cloaks,
yes,
in a hidden room,
you know.
Yes.
And it's like,
that's right.
The Guild are in tonight, and they are assessing, or they're
who's
doing
tonight?
Their critique.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's like, you know, that dun dun dun, dun, dun
yeah.
moment, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So there's a preconceived idea. But you know, Ange, you just look like an absolutely normal person.
She does.
And,
you know,
appearances can be very deceiving.
That's right. So she hasn't got a dark cloak on. She hasn't got like any like balaclavas or, you know, on her head or anything like that. It's.
I feel like I missed the trick. I should have turned up in a costume of some description.
Well, I guess we're going to start off with some questions, because, you know, we just want to know a lot. Well, I want to know a lot.
I want to know everything.
Everything.
My
everything.
Mind.
How many
is,
hours have we got?
Yes.
Not long. Not long. And in between all that chit-chatting, we have to play some music. And we've got some music, by the way, from some great shows. We've got some music from the Jersey Boys. We've got some music from Rock of Ages. We've got Kinky Boots. We've also got some music from some different, some artists who are going to, whose music is going to be represented at the Melbourne Cabaret.
Yes.
We'll talk about that
some
later.
Some jazz, maybe.
And all that jazz.
That is. That's right. That's right.
Yes. Anyway.
Come on, baby.
I'm not here to sing because I don't sing much anymore. Let's just put it that way. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can you ask a question? I'm dying for a question.
You don't have a question.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Your time starts
here
now,
here
Gab.
I hope I get them right.
Okay. I hope you get them right. Okay. I can't phone a friend.
Okay.
All right.
A question one.
Question one. So, you're currently the president.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell us what inspired you to join the Theatre Guild, and how long have you been a member?
Okay, so there's kind of two different levels of membership for me with Theatre Guild.
Okay.
For years and years, a lot of different theatre companies I've been involved with have been member companies. So,
correct, right.
Much like yourselves, I was always aware of the Guild. I kind of knew it was a thing you'd hear when they were in that night, you know, to see the show.
You're so nervous.
But as far as being directly involved with the Guild itself, I first went onto the Guild committee in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And was a member of the general committee for 2 years, and then ran for president in 2019. So this is now my fifth year as president.
Wow.
Wow.
You must be doing a good job. You're still there.
Oh, look, you know.
Either that or nobody wants to take
that's,
over.
That's probably more
it's
the point, right?
Too hard, right?
They're like, oh, thank God someone decided to do it. No, not at all. Look, the reason I first got involved in the Guild is I've sat on a number of committees at different theatre companies. You know, I'm still currently a really active member of the Williamstown Musical Theatre Company committee, and a life member there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just really interested, again, much like yourselves, in what were the inner workings of the Guild? How did it all come together? How did the Guild support the theatre community? And could I contribute to that in some way? And having an interest in that, myself and another member of our committee, Mark Spencer, who's now our Guild secretary and has been for quite some time, went along to the Guild AGM in 2017 to check out what it was all about and see how it all worked. And somehow by the end of that AGM, we'd both found ourselves on the committee. I'm still not entirely sure how it happened.
As you do.
But as we walked out the door with the note of see you at the next meeting, we went, oh, okay, guess we're on the committee now. Yeah, and spent a couple of years sort of learning the inner workings of it and how it all came together. And then when I was asked to put my hand up for president, I thought, yeah, I reckon I can contribute something in that space.
Wow. Well, good on you and congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
It's a big thing. It's a big ask, I think.
Yes.
Because it is voluntary.
It is.
Yes. And it is a not-for-profit.
That's correct, yes.
So we know time and energy that goes into volunteers. Sometimes it's actually more than what you do if you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Because you have the love and the passion for it.
You have to do it for the love of it.
You do have to do it for the love of it, for the passion of it.
And for me with the Guild, and I think I find this with all of our committee members, it's an extension of that love of theatre. You know, it's how else can I contribute to that community? What else can I do to lift up the theatre community and support the amazing work that happens?
And so, You go, Gab. Okay, I'll go. So you've done lots of musicals yourself. You've been involved in theatre yourself.
Yes.
Just with Williamstown or other groups?
No, lots of different companies around Melbourne particularly, yeah.
Excellent.
Who's your favourite? I'm not allowed to ask that, am I? That
hashtag wasn't on controversy.
The list. That was not on the list.
That was not on the list. But not
We're still on question one and part C.
That's right. I was going to say, out of the ones that you did though, which one was your favourite in terms of show?
In terms of show, oh my gosh.
Because you've probably done a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's really difficult.
It's hard, isn't it?
Have done a lot. Look, I think one of my favourite shows I've ever worked on was one that I directed, which was Title of Show, which doesn't get done that often.
Title of Show? I've never heard of it.
I highly recommend you check it out after this. It's only a four-hander. And it's basically a musical about four people writing a musical. So
Truly?
It's very sort of meta for people that are in the music theatre world. But one of the reasons I love that, apart from the fact that the show's amazing and the music's incredible and it's very, very funny, if I can ever go for comedy, that's always what I'll go for. We actually did it as a collaborative production between Williamstown Musical Theatre Company and Fab Knobs Musical Theatre Company.
Wow, so two together.
So two together on opposite sides of Melbourne, and we performed it in both theatres, so it had a season in each theatre. So it was just a really different kind of approach to doing theatre and just such a great little show. And, yeah, that's definitely one of my all-time favourites.
You know what I like about that? I like the collaboration that goes on between the two and the fact that we're not all so siloed, because really in theatre we know it's very siloed. You're either clock or you're this or you're that. There's not a lot of collaboration that really goes on and amongst the different companies, unless you're a type of person that will reach out to someone else. But that's an amazing story. I love that. I love that. That sounds really good.
That's good. So five years as Presidente.
Yeah.
So in your fifth year.
Yes.
Okay. We need to know. Okay, this is question two. That's not written on your question two sheet.
This
is
just
this is my impromptu question two. So okay, so when the Guild goes out to see a show, because you've got to go and see a lot of the shows or many of the shows across Melbourne, because there's so many categories for different, you know, ribbons or, you know, little trophies or whatever they, you know, those things, to give kudos to the show and the company and the actual you know, musical theatre company. How many of you go out? I mean, it must be every weekend. Like
I was going
to
say,
like, you know, is there a group of you? Is there has to be a quorum of the Guild? You know, all that kind of stuff. Because what you think is really fantastic in one category, not that I'm on the committee, but I might think very differently. So from an education point of view, do you have like a rubric? I know that sounds really, you know, it's very teacherish, but, you know, I am a teacher. The criteria that's in there, it has to be so specific.
Yes, that's right. It is. Yes. Yeah, and look, one of the things
that... Can you please talk about
that? I will. I'd love to, because one of the things that not everyone understands about the Guild, particularly if you are in that camp of, oh, it's this secret society of people in dark cloaks in a room somewhere making decisions, that we have an entirely separate group of people that go and see and judge the shows is a separate group of people to those that are on the committee that are the managing board. So we have two separate panels of judges. We have an open panel for the all-ages productions, and then we have a junior panel who go and see the shows that are for the younger people. We also have a relief pool of judges, so that if there's, you know, a certain show that we can't get enough of our ongoing panel to, then we've got a pool of people that we can tap into to make sure there's enough people to see that show. So for any given show that has submitted itself for judging, we'll get Guild judges along to that show. They do work within a very strict rubric.
Very good.
And you might be really pleased to know, given your educational experience, that the training of our judges is actually developed and delivered by a school teacher. So we're very specific about there being some real consistency around what the shows are being judged on, but also how that judging criteria is being applied to the shows.
So they
as well.
Have professional development before they go out on the job.
Yes.
I'm loving that, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good to hear.
They're PDing. They know what they have to look for.
Yeah.
And they get taught what to look for.
That's it. So they come to us with great experience in their particular fields in theatre, and then we work around that to ensure that they're judging things in a consistent way.
That's fantastic, yeah. Ange. That's good to know.
I think it's very important, that consistency, because, yes, my view of something might be totally different. And given you've got all those different categories, mm-hmm. I guess, do some people cross-categorise from one category to another, or is it just, you know, I'm just judging the lighting, or I'm just judging costumes, or can they cross?
They will cross. So will cross. Any particular judge that is at a show will be looking at all of the different criteria. But within the panel as a whole, our aim is always to have a balance of specific experience, so that when we get to our end of year and deciding who's going up for nominations, and we look at what the judging was like throughout the year, there's some calibration done there as well, so that if we've got someone who's got a particular, say, lighting expertise, then they can bring that expertise to the room so that people can understand how different decisions were made around applying that rubric.
That's awesome. So my next question, that's not on my question sheet at all, my ad lib. So on average, from like a January to December, how many shows would the Guild have to adjudicate? Because that'd be a bloody lot.
Yep. It varies from year to year, and particularly as we're coming out of
COVID.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say that word in here today.
It's called the C word.
That's what I call it as well.
The C word.
But coming out of that, you know, companies have been building back up to their standard seasons. So we have seen some companies that usually would do two or three a year that are still at one or building up to two.
Yeah.
But our judges would see over 100 shows every year. So
any
given weekend, most judges will be, you know, some of our judges will be at shows every weekend. And it ebbs and flows throughout the year as well, particularly with our junior members, because there tend to be sort of peak seasons for school shows as well.
Yeah.
But most weekends, somewhere around the – and not just Melbourne, but somewhere around the state, because we do cover the whole of Victoria.
Oh, God.
Our judges will be on the road to see a show somewhere.
Wow.
We're going to talk more about that because my understanding was only Melbourne, because clearly it goes further than that. So
Regional.
Yep. So we're going to talk a little bit more because Ange is really interesting to talk to. She's got some great information. So if you're a theatre company out there and you've got a show, maybe you want to listen in because you might get some hints and tips.
Send us an email.
We'll see if we can come back to you. But in the meantime, we've been talking to Ange Kai, President of the Music Theatre Guild of Victoria, which, in case you're wondering, who are they? They are a not-for-profit organisation for the ongoing support, encouragement and development of non-professional music theatre in the state of Victoria. We were talking about, and I thought that the Theatre Guild only focused on Melbourne, so metropolitan, but Ant says, no, we go Victoria.
Yes, the Guild goes everywhere, man. Yes. It goes everywhere.
Well, that's what got our new theme song today. Is what
the Guild goes everywhere, like all regions. That's amazing.
And people in all regions to go and see the shows. That's
unbelievable.
That's it.
Must be huge.
It's huge. So our judging panels just have a huge job ahead of them. And I should have mentioned as well, they're all volunteers too. They don't get paid for any of that work.
So for love and passion.
Absolutely.
Love and passion.
Absolutely. And it's about how can they support the theatre community. How do we recognise excellence and in doing so lift the whole theatre community and support what they're doing. So they travel far and wide every single week of the year. Yeah.
Gee, wow. So I guess there's got to be a lot of very structured, program for everyone, so everyone knows where everyone's going and when they're going. Now, with the theatre companies, obviously you've got a whole lot of them that are members.
Yes.
Yep. Do you wait for them to invite you to judge one of their shows, or do you guys just go along?
We wait for them to invite us. So okay. If a theatre company signs up as a member, generally the first question we'll also ask is, what shows have you got on the slate for this year?
Okay.
So you can be a member and not be up for any judging.
Okay.
You know, you can choose not to put your shows forward for judging, but for the most part, people will do that, and they'll do it as part of their membership application. So
okay.
When they let us know, here's the show that we've got on at this time, we're really lucky. We have an amazing judges administrator, Mitchell, who's also a volunteer. He does an incredible job coordinating these panels and these shows and working with the companies to make sure that we can get our judges in to see performances.
Shout out to Mitch.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Shout out to Mitch. And Mitch is has been around for how long, like with the Theatre Guild, and does he perform himself?
He has been in this role, I think, now for 3 or 4 years. I think going on 4 years, maybe on to 5.
Wow.
We I don't know how we do it without him. He does such a great job. And he is, he's a performer and a musical director himself. He's very, very talented young man.
Now, just a question. I have another question for you, which was around, I guess, the shows everyone goes to see. There's judging that takes place. Does it work the same way for the children's judging? So are they done the same? Or do you have different categories for the children's? You know, is it a little bit different because obviously, you know, they are younger? So is it done differently for the children?
The process is the same. So the process of connecting the judges to the shows and coordinating and getting out to see them and all that kind of thing is the same. The categories for the most part are the same, but there are a few categories that are in the open production area that aren't in the junior area. So the junior doesn't have quite as many categories, but we have been working to add some of those categories over the last couple of years. As our membership of our junior companies has grown exponentially over the last few years, and would almost be on balance with the amount of open member companies that we have these days. We've been adding
categories. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
I'm loving to hear that, because what we try and do is also encourage the next generation.
Absolutely.
To engage or participate in the arts in whatever forum they choose. They don't have to, be the best of the best.
No.
I think, having experience, we were just talking off air about Broadway Academy down at Mornington. We'll have the wonderful Rebecca Perry coming in a couple of weeks' time. Look forward to talking to her about her, inspiration on young children as well. But my computer out, and I'm just having a look at the judging categories here. And for those people who just might not have any idea of what people look for, there are so many categories. Let's just have a look. Open section, production of the year, direction, musical direction, choreography, settings, wardrobe, lighting, sound, technical achievement, male performer in a leading role, female performer in a leading role, male performer in a supporting role, female performer in a supporting role, junior performer in an open production, a dancer's award, a cameo performance, an ensemble performance, a design award, a concert review performance, and 5 awards for excellence. I need a drink after that.
I think you do. We all do.
A bit of Prosecco, maybe a bit of Prosecco.
Oh my goodness me. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's just not, okay, we're going to see a show. Oh, that was great. Terrific. You know, there's so many categories. And again, you were talking about the junior section. It's wonderful. And I'm glad that you're thinking of some more things. But the main sections, categories there are virtually the same. There's a lot of sections to adjudicate.
Yeah, and look, I think the more opportunities for recognition, the better, right? There's so much work that goes into non-professional theatre community and the different elements of it. And I think the more that we can recognise all the different elements that contribute to a production,
absolutely,
as opposed to maybe what we assume, on the surface, then the better. It's all the work that goes on behind the scenes as well as on stage that we love to recognise.
And I think I went to see, I did go and see Sound of Music done by MDMS.
How was that, Gab?
Wednesday. Well, talk about the younger people coming through, the next generation.
Yep.
Of course, Sound of Music does have children. And I love the way they did that, because they had, they shared the roles. So the children shared the roles. One night it was one lot, and then next night it was another lot. But can I tell you, those kids were so good and so talented at such a young age. I thought it was a great show anyway. Show was great. Really enjoyed it. I'd never seen the musical. I'd seen the movie, never seen the musical, went to see it, and what a great show MDMS put on at the Karolika. It was great. The season obviously has finished now, but it was a great show. And I think when I think back to, I guess, that show, but also the Guild and how it started, and we know that Sound of Music's been around for a long time, but I think so has the original founder of the Music Guild, which was Bruce McBrien, Order of Australia recipient he was. And I was just sharing with Ange before that Bruce McBrien and I did a show back in 1984.
Pre-Guild. That's pre-Guild.
Pre-Guild.
Oh, my. Yes. Gab, she's not that old, really, everyone.
You want to make a bet? No, you haven't seen me. That's why I sit behind here. I don't go on TV or anything because, you know. It's
I can't believe you're doing theatre with Bruce when you're only 1 year old, Kate.
I know.
It's amazing.
Gee, I know, right? No, a bit older than that. We did. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum.
Ah, such a good show.
Such a great show. Anyway, he, and I can't remember what role he played now, but I still remember him shuffling around in his toga and his and his Roman sandals, and he played such a good part. And he did a lot of shows with the company back then, which was Heritage Musical Theatre of Waverley. And every time that Bruce came in and did a show, you knew it was going to be a success because he was so professional. He was such a great artist and very much loved. And I believe he started then the Guild to be able to recognise companies for the work that they did. Mm-hmm. So that was my recollection of Bruce McBrien, and I was very fortunate to have met him and party with him after the shows back we used to in those days. I don't do much of that anymore, but we did in those days. So I guess for the organisation, what a great, curator and person to start it off. Did you have much of time? Did you actually meet Bruce yourself? You didn't actually meet
I
Bruce.
I never got to, no, yeah. no. Okay. But like, what an incredible legacy.
Mm, right? Absolutely.
You know, to create a body that has lasted this long, this successfully, and continues to support that theatre community. Like we should all be so lucky to leave a legacy like
well,
that.
Well, I think so. And he was actually he studied architecture in Melbourne, and he entered the world of catering and retailing, finally becoming a buyer for George's of Collins Street before becoming the first curator and manager of Rip and Lee at Elsternwick, a position he held for 17 years. So good old George is on Collins Street, and he would have fitted that part fantastic back then because of just the way he was. I can remember him being very particular. He spoke very articulate. He was very particular about things, so I could see him fitting into that role. But, yeah, so he was the actual founder back then. So what a great legacy, as you said, to leave. And I guess with the actual show itself, the Guild and how you go about the process, with the categories – do judges have a certain amount of time before they lodge their feedback? So do they go and see a show and then they must lodge the feedback within a week or 2 weeks, or do they hang on to it and it all then gets discussed at the table later? What's that process?
No, it certainly gets lodged fairly immediately after they've seen the show and had that chance to then go back and reflect and work through that rubric that we talked about.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And then they submit their findings to our judge's chair, Mitch, who I mentioned before.
Yep.
They do get together a couple of times throughout the year, but that's more for a calibration meeting rather than anything, just to make sure that they are all on the same page, that they are looking at things in a consistent way, that they're applying those categories in a consistent way. So it's certainly not left sort of till the end of the year to have a discussion. And I know that's sometimes a question from companies whose shows may be at the start of the judging year. You know, are
yep.
people going to, are the judges going to remember how fantastic we were by the time they get through 100 shows? Well, the great thing is because they've already submitted the judging and the scores that they've put through on all of those categories immediately after the show, then that all gets equal weighting across the year.
And is the weighting that's applied, so you've got, maybe you've got, three choreographers for the choreography category. do the other choreographers get any – so, for example, you select whoever that winner is of that category. Do the other choreographers get any feedback around maybe why they missed out or why that person obviously won the category? Is there anything that gets done in that space?
Yeah, not on an individual basis. Unfortunately, we just don't have the capacity to be able to do that given how many shows the judges see across the year. Yep. So we aren't able to give individual feedback to companies post – the event. But what companies can do is go onto our website and have a look at what the criteria look like. You know, if they're interested in what are the different things that we're being judged against, then they're able to check out sort of what are the key criteria under each category. And we try and be as transparent as possible about that around here's what we're looking for, here's what we see as excellent. And they can certainly check that out.
Yeah, because I guess you'd probably want to have some idea of what the category is so that you go, well, actually, yes, I think I tick the boxes in that, or no,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that we review on an ongoing basis, right? So we don't just set and forget what the categories are. They had the criteria haven't been the same for 36 odd years. It's sort of something that gets reviewed on a fairly regular basis. So we tend to look at each of the categories and go, is this still relevant? Are these still the things that we're looking for in today's theatre environment? Is that still what's important? Yeah.
Mm. And just looking on the website too, if you are interested, ladies and gentlemen, you can pop onto the Music Theatre Guild of Victoria website and look at, the judging category, and there's judging guidelines for production of the year and direction and musical direction, all that, and you know, just simple things to read about. So it gives sort of a clearer understanding for each category. So I find that fascinating.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good.
We have been talking to Ange Kai, the president of the Music Theatre Guild of Victoria, and we've been talking about so much about what goes on in theatre. You know, I am so much more aware now of what goes on in the Guild than I ever was before, because I really didn't know much about it, only what you hear in whispers. But as we pointed out a little bit earlier on, Annette did say there is the website. And
I'm still looking at the website. And you know what has really fascinated – I'm sorry to interject here, Gab.
Yeah, please
but,
do.
But I'm having a look. There's, you know, it's so easy to manipulate this this website, and I'm having a look at the actual membership, right? And who are members currently in the open section and junior section? And there's just theatre companies after theatre companies all around, not just metropolitan Melbourne, but regional Victoria in there, but also in the junior section. I'm absolutely fascinating. There are private colleges there. Single sex schools, it's just amazing. Like, I just love it, you know?
Well,
I
look,
love
it, would
it
be,
you know, in
you
the
know.
Government section. Sorry, Ange, but this is just, I love it. And, you know, all of these colleges and schools, if there are any directors of music out there, or directors of, heads of drama, or VCE studies, look, I'm going to really encourage you to, you know, if you are doing a show, to get in contact with the Music Theatre Guild of Victoria. I think it's really great that we've got this guild of great inspirational, passionate arts people who can come out to a school I hate the word judge, but, you know, to give a different spin on, the encouragement that is required to stay in the arts, especially for the young folk, Kanch.
Yeah. And look, I was just going to say, I think I'd get in big trouble if I didn't actually, like, mention what the website is, being musictheatreguildvic.org. So if you're looking for any of that info, please check out that website. Mm. Look, it's so great for some of these companies, and particularly schools and the young people involved in theatre in those schools. They might not even be aware that there's such a big, broad, networked community that they can be a part of. And I know from speaking to a lot of young people that come up through the theatre community that often this is the connecting point for them to realise there's other opportunities when they finish school.
Yeah, and you told us a lovely story when we were off air about a young performer when she came in at 13 or 14 years of age. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, look, we're pretty excited about one of our alumni of our junior program.
I love that.
Who came in at, I think, 14 years old when we first saw her and blew us all away. down the panel. You know, sometimes those people just come in that you cannot believe how talented
they are. It's like the wow factor.
Yeah, you know, and she spent time in our junior company, and she's just been recently, you know, announced as Elphaba in the new production of Wicked that's being mounted in Melbourne.
Oh,
so, you know, for us to be able to see that progression of those junior performers, and certainly not taking, you know, credit for her talent, just, you know, loving being involved in those kind of productions. But, you know, seeing the way that they come up through the process of working in those junior companies or those schools, and realizing, we sort of talked before about how theatre is often a family, or I like to refer to it as the theatre tribe.
Yes.
You know, and that moment when you go, oh, these are my people.
Yes.
And this is, oh, I get it. And they get it. And, oh, okay, this is where I need to
be. So the kids that hang around in the hallway, outside the music room and
those
outside
kids.
The drama.
Yes, those
and
kids.
And you just open up the doors and say, just come and hang. And all of a sudden they start, you know, just relating to those other people. Oh, you like dance too? Yes, so do I.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, because you know what?
Do you do tap? Yeah, do
yeah
do that.
They find
it's
their
great.
Place and they find their people. And
I love
seeing, you know, that progression from the junior companies through to the senior companies, you know, when they start to, those young people start to audition for the senior companies and for open productions, and just opening up their world even further.
I can see it in your face. You can't see it, ladies and gentlemen, but the joy on your face and the big smile and just the elation, you know, and I think that's what the arts does for
that's
us,
what
doesn't
it, does.
It?
Absolutely.
And, you know, just reading, all these colleges, private and government schools, you know, that have engaged with the Guild is just fantastic. And I would encourage again, you know, if there's anybody out there that is involved with their production at their school, doesn't have to be a head of, you know, department or whatever, please go and speak to those people and have them come out. I think it's wonderful having that. That connection of that community.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Ange? It's been a pleasure having you in today. I've learnt so much. It's opened my eyes, as I said, to what used to be, it's the Theatre Guild.
No preconceived ideas anymore.
No, I'm definitely coming in a big cloak next time.
Yes.
100%.
Normal people that have a love and passion for performing arts.
Exactly right.
We need people like you, Ange.
Yes, we do. And we love having people like you on because it dispels those myths that are out there, and we want to dispel the myths. So thank you so much for coming in today. And it is a long weekend too, so I appreciate you taking time out of your long weekend to come in and spend an hour with us today. Really appreciate it. And again, if anyone wants some information about the Guild, the website was?
musictheatreguildvic.org. And thanks so much for having me in. Like, not only the chance to get to share a bit more how things work behind the scenes that not everybody always knows about, but hey, any chance I get to talk about theatre and how amazing that community is, I'm going to take it.
Well, there you go. So thank you again for coming in. And now we're going to listen, I guess, to a couple of songs from that great musical Kinky Boots, because it was a great production, and I think I saw it when it first came out to Melbourne, and actually got VIP tickets for that, which was exciting because I actually met the cast, and I actually saw the boots that they wore, which were really good, especially the red ones. They are really great. I'm just going to say, those red ones didn't just go to my knees, right? Because for those of you who know, I'm pretty short. So they went a little bit past the knee. That's all I'm saying. On that note, let's listen to some songs from Kinky Boots.